When Teresa Xu asked a Beijing hospital to help freeze her eggs to later enable her to have a child as a single parent, she was turned away. As an unmarried woman, she's denied reproductive services in China. In 2019, she filed a lawsuit to change the law, and her case has been heard in court.
I don't have much time to waste. I'm an ordinary single woman, and these past 3 years were very important to me. If I win, I hope I can help other women to save years of their life. In the future, in China, if single women want to have their eggs frozen, they can do it.
The case is the first of its kind in China and sparked debate over women's right to reproduce. China's Health Commission says freezing eggs is risky and unreliable, and the ban is designed to prevent companies from exploiting the technology. But activist Zhang Alan says it's discriminatory, as single men are allowed to freeze their sperm. She's petitioned members of the parliament, the National People's Congress, asking them to rewrite fertility regulations.
The ability to give birth shouldn't be connected to being married as a precondition. It shouldn't be restricted by policy.
Teresa Xu and her supporters are optimistic the judge will rule in their favor. China is facing a demographic crisis, and the government is desperately trying to boost the country's birth rate. China's population is rapidly aging, and fewer babies are being born every year. Beijing announced a three-child policy in May, but government support is limited to couples. Some women have traveled abroad to access egg freezing and IVF services, but expensive fees and pandemic travel restrictions mean this option is out of reach for most, including Teresa Xu.
If I have to borrow the money from friends or relatives, or get loans from the bank, it goes against my original intention, which is being able to choose my lifestyle and not be forced to marry someone in order to have a child.
She's awaiting the judge's verdict and says she'll continue to raise awareness of her case regardless of the outcome. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.